Okay, so we are up to Perek Mem Aleph, Halacha Day of Perek Mem Aleph, and in the 57 psukim, I can only think of two halachic topics. I only came across discussions of two issues emanating from this perek. So one is in the Minchas Asher, just to mention it. Minchas Asher has an essay on the title on the topic of getting a haircut on Yontif if lechavod hamalchus. Was we learned that Yosef was taken out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. I think it's even in the liturgy on Rosh Hashanah that we mentioned that today's the day that Yosef got out of jail. So if Yosef got out of jail and was immediately brought in front of the paro, so mentions in the pasuk that he had a haircut. So how could Yosef get a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? So that's one issue that is discussed. But the Gemara actually quotes one halachic issue from this parak that is not explicit in the parak, but certainly explicit in the Gemara itself. The pasuk tells us in Parak Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun, 41:50. Uli Yosef Yulad Shnevanim. Yosef Yosef bore two sons. B'terem Tavosh Nasarav. Before the years of the famine began, Ashiyaldalo Osnas Bat Potiphera Kohen On, that he had with Osnas, who's the daughter of Potiphera, the Kohen of On. So Rashi says on that pasuk already, B'terem Tavosh Nasarav. Why is that necessary to tell us? Why is that an important piece of information that it was before the years of the famine started? So Rashi says, Mikan, he's quoting Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Mikan She'asur La'adam L'shamish Mitaso B'shnei Ravon. From here we learn that it is prohibited for a person to have bia with his wife during years of famine. That's the halacha that's learned out from here. Prohibited to have bia during Shnas Ravon and during the years of famine. So why should that? So where does that come from? So it is mentioned in the Gemara in the middle of Maseches Tainis when it discusses right, one halacha is you're not allowed to have bia. The next halacha, by the way, is that it says, Tana, however, chasuche vanim, those lacking children, we're going to have to see what that means, but chasuche vanim, mishamshin mitoseim bishnei aravon. Are allowed to have marital relations during the years of famine. And then the Gemara continues on and says, and Tana rabban is manchi yisfil shiruyin b'tzar, this is on Tainis daf yud aleph amad aleph, bismanchi yisfil shiruyin b'tzar, when bnei Yisrael are in distress, uperish echa mehem, and one of them separates them themselves from the community, the two ministering angels that usually go around with a person, they take their hands and they put on his head and they say, that this Pliny who has separated himself from the community, so he's not going to witness the consolation of the community, and there's a punishment, and there's some other Gemaras as well, that a person who separates themselves from the tzibur, that everybody else is suffering, and he's, I'm not suffering. So such a person gets in trouble. Okay, so that's very interesting, right? I'm learning here when it says that Yosef had two children in Egypt, this is before the years of famine began. So the Gemara says from here we see that it's prohibited for a person to have relations with their wife while Klal Yisrael is Bitzar. So Tosfos on that Gemara.
You know, during the flood took place, they weren't supposed to have relations either.
When the flood took right in the Teva, right? I think we learned that,
yeah.
Right? That while Noach was in the Teva, he wasn't permitted to have relations. Another question is another issue that has come up. I remember hearing, although I sent this question out on a listserv, and I only got one response. That before, when things were getting very bad in Germany, there was a discussion that perhaps you shouldn't have children. That are going to be born under a Nazi government in Germany. That was a discussion. I remember hearing the discussion in Germany, a discussion in America, that American rabbis were opinionating in the paper, in the newspapers, about what should be going on in Germany during this distressing time. So I put this on a listserv. I only got one response, that somebody wrote to me that they're involved in researching the Zika virus and halacha. Halachic impact of the Zika virus, right? So the Zika virus is an issue that if you're afflicted with it, there could be birth defects. So he said he asked his mother, who was born in Germany in the early 30s, so before things got bad, if such a thing existed. Like, were there people that didn't have children? So she thought that there were individuals that did it. They weren't asking shilas about it. That wasn't really the way Germany was at the time, but there were people who felt that it's inappropriate to have children. Now, the truth is, that's not exactly what the Gemara is talking about. An effect of not having relations is going to be not having children, but it seems like from the Gemara, the prohibition is not on having children, but more focused on the enjoyment of having relations when everybody else is suffering. I didn't see a direct connection, but this could be the source of that there is a halacha not to have relations on Rosh Hashanah. So perhaps that has to do with this, that everybody is nervous, so we shouldn't be having that type of enjoyment. So anyway, so that's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos asks a question that we know that there was a child born during the years of famine, and that was Yocheved, right? That the story goes that Yocheved was born while Yaakov's children or Yaakov's family was heading into Egypt. I mean, if you do the math, that means you go back a few months. That means that Yocheved was conceived while they were in famine. So how could Levi have had relations with his wife and had a child during the time of famine, if it's considered prohibited in the Gemara based on this idea? So that's the question that Tosfos asks. Tosfos answers, well, v'yesh lomar d'chuli alma lo havi aser el misharotza linug atzma bechasidus. That it's not really an iser. The Torah says aser. The Torah says us. You're not allowed to. But Torah says it's not really aser. Rather, it's a midas chasidus. V'Yosef lo shimish, and Yosef didn't do it. Aval shar b'nei adam shimshu. So Yosef stayed away, but the other brothers didn't. Most notably, Levi didn't observe this midas chasidus. That's what Tosfos says. Now that is somewhat problematic because Levi was known as the chassid. Levi is recognized in the psukim. I'm forgetting the terminology right now, but Levi is Yor HaChaim, I think, actually quotes the pasuk. Yeah, that aval shem rishon vaday shayyeh. Right, that ida lav hator liish chasidecha. Right, the Levi Amar in the psukim in Devarim, where it goes through Zosav Racha, so Levi is actually referred to as liish chasidecha. So you can tell me that Levi of all people didn't observe the minog, the midas chasidus that Yosef did. So it's a little bit unclear. So how does one resolve this issue? So there's really two approaches. There's many people talk about it. I found a few people that are able to that spoke about this issue, and you can really divide them into two. They're analyzing two things. One is the issue of Midas Chasidus, and the other is the issue of Pruervu. So the Maharsha on this Tosfos points out that it must have been a Midas Chasidus because but you can't say that that has to do with the mitzvah of Pruervu, because Yosef hadn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Pruervu either. How do you know that Yosef hadn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Pruervu? Right? Because Yosef only had two boys, and you need to have a boy and a girl. So Yosef hadn't fulfilled Pruervu either, so therefore it had to have been Midas. What's that going on? So Rashi on that Gemara in Maseches Tainis, when it says that if you have chasuchei vanim, somebody who's lacking children, so they're allowed to procreate. So Rashi on that Gemara points out why is that the case. So Rashi says shelo kimu peri v'rivya. Right? Rashi's assumption is because you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Pruervu, so therefore we can't say to totally abstain, because you still have the mitzvah of Pruervu to do. Now,
it doesn't say he didn't have any girls. Just said he had two sons.
That's,
he could have had girls.
Right, so 2 points on that. Right, number one, right, who says that Yosef didn't have any girls? We'll get back to that. And the second question is, maybe Yosef did have girls. And the other approach is that necessarily correct? Meaning the idea that it has to do with Pruervu, so that's also in the Pruervu category, which we're going to get to. The other issue is, it's a little difficult, is that what's going on here? If neither of them fulfilled the mitzvah of Pruervu, so then you're back to, well, Levi's not observing the Midas Chasidus and Yosef is, right? If they're both in the same place, so, well, then you still have the question, why is Yosef being more frum than Levi, right? So one has to, you have to go back and work that out. So So the Marsha then goes on and says, the first thing the Marsha says was, well, Yosef was observing the Midas Chasis, and we hadn't yet fulfilled Puravu. And the Marsha then says, oh, and Yosef wasn't yet Mitzuvah in Puravu. Why wasn't Yosef Mitzuvah in Puravu when Levi was? And if that's the case, so what do we... I mean, maybe nobody was a Mitzuvah in Puravu yet, then, so therefore, if that's the case, then why did Levi not? So it could be that this goes back to the Machlokas of whether they considered themselves Jewish or not. Remember, Yosef is the one held that they weren't Jewish, and the brothers held that they were. So Yosef held he wasn't Jewish, so he's not Mitzuvah in Puravu. He doesn't have to do the mitzvah. Levi thinks that he is Jewish, therefore he has the mitzvah of Puravu, and that beats out the Gemara in Maseches Tainis about not having relations during times of famine. Okay, maybe. The Or HaChaim goes on and says, what? Yeah, so he pointed that out before. Wow. That Noach, during the time that he was in the Teva, didn't have Bia with his right. wife either. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, something that doesn't seem to... There is another case of this, we'll get to it. But that doesn't seem to... I didn't see a reference, cross-referencing to the story there. The Or HaChaim, however, does say that... That the Gemara in Maseches Tainis on Daf Yud Aleph, so Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Amud right before comments is quoted in Rashi in the beginning of Perek Mem Beis, in the beginning of the very next Perek of this story. What's the beginning of the next story? So Yosef is in Mitzrayim, there begins to be a famine, he had his children, now the famine begins, and all the Egyptians are knocking on his door, we need food, and Perek Mem Beis begins with the scene shifts back to Canaan, and Yaakov scratching his head and saying, we got a problem, we need to go down to Egypt. Now, what exactly was the problem? So the Gemara says, and it's quoted in Rashi, that they actually had food, that Yaakov and his family had enough food to eat, but they had to send the children down to Egypt, because it doesn't look right that that Yishmael's family is suffering and Esav is suffering, so we should go down to Mitzrayim also. It's a little odd, right? We're going to send all the boys down, but that's what the Gemara implies. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rashi seems to say is the pshat in the pasuk. So the Or HaChaim says, "Aha! Now we understand why is Yosef not having relations? Because he's suffering, or at least the people around him are all suffering. Why is Levi not? Because Levi has plenty of food." Levi has plenty of food. They might be going down anyways, but still they have. They have enough food. There is a.
Didn't Jacob say to his sons, "Go down because you know the people around us are going to be jealous"?
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. It's based on that pasuk. Yeah. Right. That's Vayar Yaakov ki shever b'Mitzrayim v'yom Yaakov levanav lama tisra'u. Right. Why are you staying here? You're going to look bad. And the Gemara says you're going to look bad. So it doesn't say they didn't have food. Right? It just says Yaakov heard that there's food or saw that there's food. What does it mean? Why saw and not hear? He saw it on the internet. He didn't hear it on the radio. Like, what is that? What's that referring to? But he saw it. We'll have to talk about that next week. But Yosef saw that there is food in Egypt, and he sends them to go, not necessarily because they were lacking, just because there was he needed to send somebody. So there is a person who puts out, and by now I think Rabbi Greenspan actually knows him, that he learns Daf Yomi and he writes notes every day. There's a website that he has, on every daf he has things to talk about. So he talks about this issue, and he says that this perhaps reflects the previous machlokas about whether they're Jewish or not as well. I mean, from Levi's perspective, I'm in the family of Yaakov, and there is a challenging time around us, but the Jewish people are okay. We have enough food. So therefore, Levi doesn't consider it an Eis Tzara. From Yosef's perspective, Yosef, A, he held that we're all in this together, meaning all mankind is in this together, and B, he's stuck down in Mitzrayim by himself. So he doesn't necessarily know what's going on with everybody. From his perspective, everybody is suffering. So therefore, it would be inappropriate for him to have Bia, but perhaps it's okay for Levi to. The Torah Tamima asks this question. Torah Tamima has a very interesting ara which kind of takes this whole thing and turns it upside down. But it actually does read into the Gemara okay, because the Gemara is talking about a person who isn't including himself in the suffering of others. So the implication is that everybody else is suffering, and he's not suffering. So he should do something to demonstrate that he's with everybody else. That seems to be the explanation of the Gemara. So the Torah Tamima quotes the question of Tosos, points out the problem with Tosos' answer that, well, Yosef is observing the Midas Hasidus and Levi's not. He finds that a little hard to grasp. So he says it to me, V'nir bir advarim, d'v'emes li'ishu mesubal b'tsar harav, ein sfar lehosif tsar b'minios tashir samish shnikra inoy. He says, if a person is actually suffering, if they are actually those without food, so he's suffering already. He doesn't have to abstain from having relations with his wife. Who's the one who should be abstaining? The guy who's not suffering so much.
This is a sign we should be together with the group.
What? It's part of,
not
right.
Having a relationship shows we're empathetic.
Yeah, you're being empathetic. Yeah. So the Torah Tumah says, who's the guy who needs to be empathetic? Not the guy who's suffering. Right? There's nothing wrong with him. It's the one who's not suffering. He's the one who should be doing something in order to demonstrate his empathy. So therefore, Levi, who's in Canaan and suffering, so therefore he should be the one who's having, he's permitted to have relations, while Yosef's in Mitzrayim, so he has to do something to demonstrate that he's empathetic with everybody else, and therefore he's the one who doesn't have, Bia. So it's a little problematic just because, remember that Gemara, the Gemara that they actually did have food and everybody was okay, but at least from Yosef's perspective, I mean, where Levi is, everybody's suffering. Levi had food, or maybe he didn't, or maybe at that point, I'm not sure how to tie that in, or maybe Levi's just not including that shot in his explanation. But Yosef, who has food, so he's the one who has to do something in order to demonstrate his pain with everybody else, which is a good approach to keep, you know, when people are having trouble, you know, we think about, like when things are issue, when there are issues in Israel, there's always issues in Israel, but when they're going through Eis Tzaros that we read about on the radio, so something we do things here, and we hear in Israel, like, oh, things are normal. So we're like, well, wait a second, why are we calling Tehillim rallies while in Israel things seem to be they're playing it normally? The answer is, if you're in the Eis Tzara, you don't have to take extra things upon yourself. It's when you're in America and everything is fine, so then you have to do something in order to demonstrate that we emphasize with those that are suffering. One more approach on the Midas Chasidus list. In the Midas Chasidus category, and that is Rav Yehuda HaChassid is quoted by the Das Zakenim that it only is an issue if it will continue in the future. It's a little hard to understand. Yosef knew this is going to last for a while, so therefore Yosef had to abstain. Levi didn't. Levi has food, and he thinks that there is going to be food. It just, you know, it's just a matter of time until it rains again. Right. So therefore he didn't focus on it as an Eis Tzara, because he didn't know the future. Yosef knew the future, so he's the one. He already from the beginning of it took it upon himself to abstain. So that's in the category of the Midas Chasidus. How to understand it in the context of Midas Chasidus within the answer of Tosfos. There is the other approach. The other side of this is to say, no, this has to do with the mitzvah of Pru Revu. Now, what is the mitzvah of Pru Revu? So the Das Zakenim Baliatosos, in the Das Zakenim Baliatosos, usually in the classic Mikras Gedolos Chumash appeared on the page. When they came out with the new fancy Delancey edition red ones, so the page became, everything on the page became a lot bigger and clearer, but a couple of things got bumped out. So I thought that it had gotten, removed, so I had to, whenever I wanted to look up a Das Zakenim, I went to the shelf and took the old edition off the shelf and worked through it. But then I found later that, no, it's in the back of the book. They took all of it and put it in the back, and you got the new fancy print in the back with all the sources quoted, and it's all wonderful. So the Das Zakenim, who quoted that Yehuda Chassid, he gives another answer as well. He said, perhaps Yosef was having a machlokus with Levi, not with regards to whether we're both included in Klal Yisrael or not, whether we're considered Jewish or not. He had a machlokus with Levi about how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Revu. That Levi held that you need to have a boy and a girl to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Revu, and Yosef held that you need to have the two boys fulfills the mitzvah of Pru Revu. Where did Yosef get that from? What?
They say two boys.
All you need is two boys. So where did Yosef get that from? That's the Mishnah in Yevamos. The only problem is that that's Beis Shammai's opinion. The Mishnah Yevamos tells us on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis that there's a Mishnah there that says that Beis Hillel held that in order to fulfill mitzvah pervu you need a boy and a girl, and Beis Shammai holds you need two boys. So Yosef says, "Great, I'm Yotze already. I have two boys, so I can abstain at this point." While Levi, who hadn't fulfilled the mitzvah pervu, so he was not able to. Now, that's always suspect, and it's even more suspect when it falls out on... It's always suspect to say that, the people in Tanakh were having a machlokas that the Tanayim had later. Or that they're having... they're involved in machlokas Rishonim. It's always a little, hard to grasp. It's even harder to grasp when it's machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Right, that Yosef held like Beis Shammai. Like, what's wrong with that? They gotta, I don't know. But the Das Akeinu quotes that idea that they held differently as to how to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. So therefore, Yosef abstained and Levi didn't. The second answer, and that is what Len mentioned before, is that perhaps Yosef had a daughter already. That just, even though it says he had Ephraim and Menashe, it could be that Yosef had a daughter as well. Now, why wouldn't mention it? Well, we learned already that the Medrash and Rashi quotes the idea that every boy that was born in the house of Yaakov had a corresponding girl, so maybe that applied to the children as well. But this is quoted Lahalacha. The idea that Yosef had a daughter is quoted by the Beis Yosef in his when he goes through the Halacha series as well. How could Yosef have to prove it? Also, maybe Yosef had a daughter. Nah, it can't be. Yosef Karo just dismisses that idea out of hand. But there is a source, although not necessarily that clear of a source, but there is a source that Yosef did have a daughter, and that appears in the very beginning of Parshas Vayigash. What? What is the source that Yosef had a daughter? So.
Beginning word.
The very beginning of Parshas Vayigash, when Yehuda is stepping up, Vayigash Yilav Yehuda Vayomer Bi'aniyad Ber Navdach Davar Bizniyadi Vechar Bi'avdachi Kamoch Kaparo Aduni Sha'al Es Avadav Leimor Hayish Lachem Avoach. Right? You, our master, asked us whether we have a father, asked us, your servants, whether we have a father or a brother. So Rashi comments on that pasuk, Mitchila ba'lila ba'asaleinu, Lama, we had a complaint in the beginning, from the beginning you had complaints against us. Lama hayelacha lishal kolela, why did you have to ask all these questions? Bidcha hayinu mevakshim? Right? Do you have a daughter that did you want us to marry your daughter? Right? This was a shidduch interview? Right? That's what Yehuda has a question on Yosef. So what does that sound like? It sounds like Yosef had a daughter. Right? Are you asking who we are because you want us to marry your daughter? He didn't say, do you have a daughter that you want us to marry? He said, do you want us to marry your daughter? So one could perhaps... you could say, no, that's not what he meant. Yosef was just suggesting, do you have a daughter? Whatever. But there is a bit of a hint. There's a bit of a hint that Yosef did have a daughter.
Is it somehow referring to Dina in the future?
I don't know.
No, that would be an outside, you mean?
There is an idea, right, that Yosef was related. I didn't find a source for this idea, so we didn't actually get to discussing it, that somehow Dina falls into this Yosef's family picture somehow. But, the simple explanation, even the Medrash, is Yosef is just Yehuda is just saying, well, you know, you're the king of Egypt, you're the vice president of Egypt, you must have a daughter, and he's just like saying it rhetorically. But at least Rashi does quote the idea that Yosef had a daughter.
That would be a legitimate reason to say, if you had a daughter.
Yeah, right, okay. Anyways, it goes in the category of take it or leave it.
I don't know if I'm totally off the wall, I just keep on my social.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I just think of Abimelech, Ruth's father-in-law. They left the land because there was a thing, and he was frightened he had to give up his wealth. Is that,
do
we remember that?
I don't know.
The story of Ruth.
Yeah.
Why did they die and the sons died? Because they didn't care about the people they left.
Okay.
They were there, but the leader, he had to share, so they went to Moab.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay, interesting. I don't know.
There's no cross reference.
No, I didn't see any. Doesn't mean the absence of evidence is not evidence. So three more further thoughts. Number one is the Taz says that Taz on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says halacha in Shulchan Aruch during a time of famine when you're not allowed to have tashrish with your wife. So the Taz in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch says that again the terminology in the Gemara is not. You didn't fulfill the pru or vu. The terminology in the Gemara is kasuchei banin, is that if you're lacking children, meaning lacking all children, that it's not connected to the mitzvah of pru or vu. It's connected to if you don't have any children, so then you're allowed to have relations. So not necessarily related to the mitzvah of pru or vu. Maybe it could be that this idea overrides the mitzvah of pru or vu. There is also the Mizrahi. So quotes the idea that this is also came up during the story of Yitzchak. That when Yitzchak was with Avimelech, so Avimelech looks out the window and he sees Yitzchak was with Rivka, and Rashi even mentions that they were having tashmish amita, they were having relations. So so asks the Mizrahi, wait a second, why are they in Grar in the first place? They're in Grar in the first place because it's a famine. So how could they be having tashmish during the time of famine? Don't they know the Gemara and Maseches Tanis that they're not allowed to? It's Beferish Rashi and Chumash. Right? Why are they allowed to have a beard during that time? So he suggests that it could be them also. They didn't have any children at that time. That was before Yaakov and Esav were born. So therefore, they were permitted to have it, even though they weren't having, even though it was during the time of famine. Just the simplest explanation of how Levi could possibly be born is not mentioned by any of these. And it's just clear from what the halacha actually is code. The halacha is, again, Simon Tuf Kuf Ayin Dalid Sif Dalid, Mitzvah Lahariv Adam Atzo Bishnas Ravon, Ba'asur L'shamesh Mitasa. That it's a mitzvah that a person should abstain or make things difficult for himself during the time of famine, and it's prohibited to have Tashar Shamita, and then the Shulchan Aruch then says, Chutz Mileil Tevila, except for the night that she goes to the mikvah. Ul Shukei Banim, and somebody doesn't have any children. So if that's really what the halacha is, so now I understand. How did Levi could have abstained during the time that there was a famine, except for the night that his wife went to the mikvah. So what is the most likely night that a woman's going to get pregnant, right? The night that she goes to the mikvah. So therefore it makes sense that Levi would have that child while still perhaps being in keeping with this halacha. I would add that the halacha by Rosh Hashanah, there is a halacha Mishnah Berurah quotes the halacha, that during Rosh Hashanah that a man should abstain from having beer with his wife. Perhaps that, again, has to do with the fact that it's an Eis Tzara. However, he comments, except for Leil Tevila. If she went to the mikvah on one of the nights of Rosh Hashanah, so then it's permissible to have beer during that time. So perhaps that ties in with this idea as well. In which case, why didn't Yosef have any children? Yosef didn't have any children. There were no mikvahs in Egypt. That's the, I don't know. Whatever reason, Yosef didn't have children, but Levi, it could be that Levi kept the halacha. He kept the halacha as it says in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore was still able to have children during that period. Okay. Stop here. See you tomorrow. Wow.